Hi, good morning, and welcome to this ZP vlog and podcast. We like to do the vlog and podcast just once a week, just to really kind of wrap up on the news for this week. So one of the things at ZP, we do a lot of development of electrochemical assays, electrochemical biosensors. One of the things that comes up is actually how do you validate that sensor assay actually works? You know, one of the simplest ways is just to measure out a certain mass of material and dissolve it into a known volume and make up a known concentration and make sure the signal changes accordingly. And that kind of works to a degree. I think a better way of doing it is actually to make up, for example, a range of samples and test them on an instrument that already has been sort of qualified. So that could be HPLC, high pressure liquid chromatography. That could be an ELISA plate, which you can use for sort of doing antibody and immunosensor tests. So at ZP, we do have ELISA plate readers or plate readers, so we can follow more standard clinical tests. ELISA plates are great. You know, they've been around for a long time. They can be accurate when used properly, but they do take, you know, a skilled user. Then what we can do then is take our samples, test them on our sensors, get a signal, test them on the ELISA plate, get a signal, and make sure that we're well correlated. So at ZP, you know, we do understand the art of both sensor development but also sensor validation. And you do need this range of equipment to do that. So we did talk about that kind of sensor validation route this week. One of the sensors that we've had for an awfully long time is actually a hydrogen peroxide sensor. It may, next to our glucose sensor, be the sensor that we've had for the longest time. But hydrogen peroxide is kind of interesting because it's a very used chemical, but it's not a sensor that we sell in terribly high volumes. And so we did want to just sort of, you know, promote the fact that we have it. I mean, I did a quick kind of search. I did have a search on what hydrogen peroxide is used for, because it's used in the chemical industry, it's used in the textiles industry, cosmetics, food, healthcare, water, which is interesting because waters, they are really getting into using a concentration of 35% to clean up water. I can see it being a very effective, quite dangerous pouring 35% into drains when you don't know what you're really going to hit, but you know, there you go. Agriculture, it's used for sort of sterilizing chicken barns, for example, electronics industry, environmental remediation, and apparently it's also, I can see this, peroxides at least are used in rocket propulsion. So there's plenty of applications for hydrogen peroxide usage. Measuring hydrogen peroxide in the pulp and paper industry. So I think one of the big uses of hydrogen peroxide is also in bleaching paper, essentially. And so at ZP, we know we're sort of saying we've got this hydrogen peroxide sensor. It has many applications, and you know, maybe one of those applications would be in the bleach industry. We did do a webinar a few minutes ago this morning where we were talking about our glucose sensor, and we did say in that you know, our glucose sensor is got a large dynamic range. We can tune the sensors to have a large dynamic range. We tend to have to ask the question, what range do you want to use them in? And then I was able to demonstrate in that webinar that in fact, you know, we can use them at very high concentrations, very low concentrations, and most of the time we're using them at sort of 1 to 20 millimolar, because that's where most human beings are at. Then there was also a lot of regulatory requirements that people were asking about, but I'm sort of saying there that it sounds like they want to use these sensors in the production of medical products, and that means that they really need to be part of our ISO 13485 system, so they need to be onboarded as an ISO 13485 client. Some other things this week, we do a weekly webinar on food sense. So food sense, you know, we're testing chili and ginger, and we were talking this week about actually the chili, the food sense is very guided these days in terms of it guides people towards how to make the right samples. So we did talk about that this week as well in our Food Sense webinar as well. So that's really it for this week. So from ZP this week, we've been talking a lot about hydrogen peroxide sensing. We've been talking a lot about regulatory requirements for the use of glucose sensors in the production of medical products. And we've also been talking about the fact that FoodSense, you know, has a much more guided experience. So if somebody wants to know, do I dissolve my chili in 1 in 10 or 1 in 100 dilution or 1 in 1,000 dilution, FoodSense will really guide them in there. So if you've got any questions as DP, don't hesitate to reach out to us, and we'd be delighted to answer them. Okay, thanks very much.